Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, I want to talk about something that really is a good development. And that is a way to get rid of the filibuster, at least enough to pass the Voting Rights Act. Now, right now, there's a thing called the filibuster. And up until 1975, it had to be that people were actually on the floor in the Senate, because there's unlimited speaking, taking up time. They'd read the Bible, they'd read Shakespeare, they'd give speeches, they'd read the funeral oration of Pericles, they'd do all this stuff. But they had to be there, and it was a pain. And the majority would just wait. And when the number of people on the floor fell below the filibuster amount, because they were tired or they had to go back to their home states, they'd immediately move the question to cut it off. And that's how the civil rights litigation came in the early 60s. Civil Rights Act, the Southern senators filibustered. In those days, it took 67 votes. But after a while, the Southerners had to have 34. In other words, just one beyond the 67 the other way to stop it. And then they got tired and it happened. In 1975, they changed it. And they said, okay, all that has to happen is that the minority leader just raises his hand and says, we filibuster, you have to come up with 60 votes on your own. And then they go home. Well, they can't get 60 votes because the minority won't give them any votes. And you can't get 60 votes in a 50-50 Senate. Moscow Mitch saw this. And so Moscow Mitch says, we're not having the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. And oh, by the way, we're not having it for Court of Appeal appointments and cabinet confirmations. And by the way, and back in the 70s, they said, you're not going to have it for budget matters because you'd never get 60 votes for some financial things. So they nip away at it bill by bill. My solution is say, you're not going to have it for voting rights issues. It's the heart of our democracy. That would take care of it. Manchin is not, and it would take all 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris. Manchin's not willing to go that far. But the other day, Manchin came out with a blockbuster. God bless Manchin, that marvelous little Manchin in West Virginia. He said, you know what I will do, though, is go back to pre-75 and make these people get up there and actually be there physically and explain why they're blocking this, humiliate them. They'll get tired. They'll go home. We'll pass it. That may happen. If it does, it will pass. It will pass. We go to the lines. Bill, my friend. Bill of Oconomowoc, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for bringing up all the obstructionist ways they work with our country. And I shouldn't say work, obstruct. They are no longer a party that represents the people. They're strictly a party about agenda. And thank heavens Ron Johnson is starting to move on the burner, and he doesn't like them. The ads, everything else, he just had some racial comments. These people are nothing more than terrorists that support a terrorist movement to overrun our capital, murder people, because why? They lost the vote. Once they're exposed for all of this, you will see two things happen. Either one thing we both agree we don't want to have happen, but it could. The complete removal or complete authority of the Republican Party. We don't want that. Fortunately, there's some people in there that could turn the party around. But I think we have to expose them. I listened to a guy last night. I don't know why I do this. It's almost crazy for myself to do it. But from on Fox, and he was the head of the Heritage Foundation. This guy is flat wacko. He's wacko. And everybody knows who the Heritage Foundation is. And then when you hear these guys speak, and they all have one thing in common. Their appearance, and I don't mean physical appearance, I mean the appearance they project, is all very serious, dominating. There's no humor. You can see it. I mean, I've seen this millions of times in other countries where you have these radical people. They have no personality. They're very stoic. They present their position. They have to be exposed for all of this. We keep putting up with it. I think we should all be, the country, sick and tired of it. Enough. Enough with obstructing. No more investigations. We ought to rewrite our bill on investigations. And all this other stuff, we just tolerate it. I'm guilty of it myself. I'm done tolerating it. So when I'm with my Republican friends, in a nice way, I say, you know, if you guys don't reinvent yourself, you're done. So thanks again for letting me speak my piece. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. You made some very, very good point. Yeah, the demeanor is very, very, you know, it's austere and all this, and it's phony. Here's the deal. You said something that is very important. We need two parties. Any time there's a party, a one-party state, Mexico is a one-party state for over 50 years, just leads to corruption. You need two parties. You need an adversary form of government. You need two honest parties. The Republican Party, and we absolutely need a conservative, honest Republican Party that's loyal to the United States and isn't violent. The people that could do it are Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Ben Sasse, and there are others. But the fact is that right now, they're not dominant in that party. And a lot of people I speak to think that they won't be for a long time. It's the Trump cult, because the rest of the people think they're not going to win Republican primaries without the Trump cult. The Trump cult goes en masse to somebody else, even if that's only a third of the vote or 30% of the vote, that tips the whole thing. So they have to give kind of lip service to this cult. But this cult is violent. It's a violent cult. Trump is the one that ginned it up by saying that Hillary Clinton, the Second Amendment, people should take care of her, that her bodyguard should be disarmed. At his rallies, he would say, you know, I'll pay for your legal defense if you beat this guy up, right there in his own rally. He said that journalists are the enemies of the people. In other countries where people say that, journalists are murdered. In Mexico, they're routinely murdered. If anybody puts in an article about the cartel, they murder them and their families. Pakistan, they'll murder them. Jihadist, cartel, commie countries, they'll just get murdered. We never had that in this country before. Here's a president saying they're the enemy of the people. Journalists needed security to get to their cars. And they get hate mail and death threats. They get hate mail and death threats. So, the Republican Party knows, the traditional party, you cannot have capitalism with violence, you can't have democracy with violence, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. You can't have Western civilization with violence, period, end of story. So when is somebody in the Republican Party going to get up on his hind legs and say that? You know, Mitt Romney said something like that, so did Liz Cheney, so did Ben Sasse. They're going to simply have to stay true and hold the course, and others are going to have to come out for him. But until that happens, the more they're a Trump cult, the more they're going to go down the drain. However, the Trump cult did not happen by accident. Trump kind of enabled it, but he didn't cause it. There are underlying issues that have to be addressed. A lot of them we discuss on this show. A lot of them have to do with America's position in the world, reasserting ourselves as the dominant force in the world for good, for Western civilization. Bill, thanks for calling in. Coming to the end of the show. Stand by for some great programming today. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays, on Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box with my man Pizza Box Mike, and Max Inc. Radio. I'm back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.